Chapter 2. The Abandoned Crusade. Riken was not smiling. He'd been a lifelong believer in not shooting the messenger, but today that tradition was in danger of expiring. Behind him loomed an anti-air turret, blanketing them all in its shadow and shielding them from the dim glare of the morning sun. A squad of his men worked on this turret, as they had worked on countless others along the walls in the space of the last 2 months. It was almost operational. They weren't techs by any means, but they knew the basic maintenance rites and calibration rituals.
1 minute to test fire,
Fantine said, her voice muffled by her rebreather mask. And that was when the messenger showed up. It was also when Riken stopped smiling, despite the fact that the messenger was easy on the eyes, as over-starched, narrow-eyed tactica types went.
I want these orders rechecked, he demanded calmly, but a demand nevertheless.
With all due respect, sir,
the messenger straightened her own ochre uniform,
these orders come from the old man himself. He's reorganizing the disposition of all our forces, and the Steel Legion are honored to be first in that reappraisal.
The words stole Riken's desire to argue. So it was true, then. The old man was back.
But Hellsreach is half a continent away, he tried. We've been working on the Hades wall guns for months.
30 seconds to test fire,
Fantine called. The messenger, whose name was Syria Tyro, wasn't smiling either. In her position as adjutant Quintus to General Kurov, grunts and plebeians were forever questioning the orders she relayed, as if she would ever dare alter a single word of the general's instructions. The other adjutants had no difficulties in this area, she was sure of it. For some unknown reason, these low-born dregs just simply didn't take well to her. Perhaps they were jealous of her position. If so, then they were more foolish than she'd have given them credence for.
I have long been entrusted with certain aspects of the general's plans, Tyro lied. That frontliners such as yourself are only now being made aware of. I apologize if this is a surprise to you, Major, but orders are orders, and these orders come with the highest mandate imaginable.
Are we not even going to defend the damn hive?
At that moment, Fantine test-fired the turret.
The floor beneath their feet shook as 4 cannon barrels blared their anger up at the empty sky.
Riken swore, though it was drowned out in the ear-ringing thunder of the gun's echo. Tyro also swore, though unlike Riken's general lament, hers was aimed at Fantine and the gun crew. The Major was close to yelling over the ache in his ears. It was fading, but not fast.
I said! Are we not even going to defend the damn hive?
You are not,
Tyro almost pouted, her mouth compressed in restrained irritation.
You are going to Hellsreach with your regiment. Your transports leave tonight. All of the 101st Steel Legion is to be aboard and ready for transport by sunset in 6.5 hours.
Riken paused. 6.5 hours to get 3,000 men and women into heavy lifter transports, gunships and land trains. It was the kind of bad news that made the Major feel the need to be overwhelmingly honest.
Colonel Saren is going to be furious.
Colonel Saren has dealt with this